Hey everyone, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records, but moreover, what we do is talk about the results and the benefits and the actual service that can be obtained from the Akashic Records. So we talk about real stuff. We talk about your life. We take your questions, and we have a 800 number that you can dial in toll-free from all over the world. And we talk about life. And we talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. And what you need to know is that this program is as rich as your questions. And that's kind of, that example is the example of what's happening in when you work with the Akashic Records. For those people who have not listened before, I ask Seth the record through a sacred prayer. It's a specific prayer that, when said appropriately, there's a method to it. Actually, it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And when it shifts the energy, it opens up and aligns the person who has said the prayer with the energy of the Akasha. And when you have that alignment, you're able to move into your own soul's information. And then once you feel that you've mastered moving in and out of that energy, you can learn how to read other people's records by saying another sacred prayer that shifts the energy to help you align with that person's sacred and information or soul information. And so that's what I do. I align with the energy of the listener who's called in, the caller. That person asks their question, and I give you information from the Akashic Records. I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And so you can ask pretty much anything you want. One of the things that, and that is what, anything you want about the here and now. Futures are really not determined. We don't know what tomorrow brings because we don't know what choices we're making today. We can understand why certain things have happened today through the Akashic Records, but using the Akashic Records from a psychic point of view of what's going to happen only gives you part of the picture. See, what you have to understand is that when you're working with the energy of the Akasha, there are many probabilities and possibilities based on our free will choice. And so what you choose today is what determines what will happen tomorrow, or even from one moment to the next. And so what I try to do is help you understand what your choices are and help you understand what feels the best to make those choices. I don't tell you how to feel, but based on the information you receive, you get all the information you need to make the appropriate decisions to get you where you need to go. But, you know, I've got to tell you, I was working in the records, and I work with my own records all the time. And just for your own information, there may be some of you saying, gee, that sounds interesting. I'd like to learn how to do that. I do give classes on how to access your own Akashic records. And then after you've learned that, you can learn how to access other people's records. There is a small class going to be coming up at the end of next weekend here in Cleveland, Ohio. So if that's of interest to you, please call me at 216-691-1233. That's my private number. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And, in fact, if you are out there and are listening and would like to be able to email a question, you can use that email for info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will get that email. I'm sitting in front of my computer, and it will come through. If you're out there and you'd like to just call into the show tonight, that'd be great. Let me give you that worldwide number. It's 888-815-9756. So if you're streaming in and you need that number, it's 888-815-9756. And that's worldwide. And for those of people who would like to follow me, I am on Twitter. And if you'd like to find me, I'm on Facebook, too. So love to hear from you one way or another. And we can talk. But getting back to the work of the Akasha, I was working with the Akashic Records, and I don't know if any of you have ever read the book by Carolyn Mace called Sacred Contracts. But what came up when I was in the records, I forget the question, but what the record keepers mentioned, and I thought this was, it was like a big aha, is that what we as a species are doing, okay, we are operating, now just as a comment about Carolyn Mace's book, Sacred Contracts, it's a book about the various archetypes that we have within our personality that we operate from. And so what the record keepers were referencing was that that society is operating under the quote-unquote damsel in distress archetype, waiting for God, the universe, or aliens to save us. And I'd just like you to think about that for a moment and see how that plays in your life. I know it was very interesting for me because, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but there are so many different ways that we keep talking about the way that we move into victim mentality. And one of the ways is waiting for something outside of ourselves to bail us out. And, you know, we as a society here in the United States have been going through lots of bailouts, more than ever. And what the record keepers are saying is that this is a time for not only we as individuals, but we as a country, right, a society, human beings, worldwide for that matter, are coming full circle to no longer operate under that archetype of being a damsel in distress and waiting for something outside of ourselves to save us. And so let me just kind of expand on that a little bit. And again, if you'd like to call in and have a discussion about this, that'd be great. But one of the things that I'm noticing is that in many light workers, you know, we wait for the quote unquote universe to come forward for us. And there are many people that I work with, and this is not a criticism, this is an observation. And I've got to say that I'm just as guilty of it in many, many ways as other people. I mean, believe me, just because I work with this stuff doesn't mean I've got it all down. You know, any spiritual teacher that figures that says they've got it all figured out, I don't know that I would want to learn from them. Because if they've got it all figured out, that means they're not learning. So I am learning right alongside of you. And what I want to just share is that I know that in many cases, I'm going to just come from my space, that I have been operating under the same assumption in many, many ways. And it never occurred to me that what I was doing was really operating under the damsel in distress archetype. And so I think you can identify with this. We wait for someone or something that will always save us. And again, light workers will say they're waiting for they'll say the universe or spirit. And I'm not saying, or angels. And I'm not saying that we are not in alignment with these forces. But what I really want to encourage you to look at is that the forces are not outside of yourself. They are, I'm going to say that again, they are not outside of yourself. So what I want to work on is shifting my focus to changing my energy and change my way of doing things to change my now and change my choices that create my future. So it's really not about asking for help as much as it is about being ready to receive help from within in its fullest form and then use it for its highest good, not just as a rescue. So I really, really encourage you to take a look at where in your life you have operated, let's say, as a damsel in distress, and again, this can be male or female, it doesn't have to be just female, it's an archetype, it's a way of thinking, a way of being, it's about core issues, okay? And then what we do is we move that idea of looking outside of ourselves, all right, and we imprison ourselves. And this is, again, by what we do this to ourselves. We imprison ourselves with this underlying core belief of how things are, and then we wait for something outside of ourselves to come and rescue us. Now, I don't know about you, but when I really looked at that logic, it just didn't seem to compute. It said, no, wait a minute. If I am creating these underlying beliefs that have imprisoned me about how things are, and yet I wait for something outside of myself to come and rescue me or fix me or whatever, yet I'm doing nothing within me to shift me or process me or et cetera, then I have to really look at that. So the idea here is if we as humans, for example, want this earth to survive, there has to be many, 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 many more of us that are taking an active role in shifting that consciousness. And even if it is, even if the consciousness is to recycle something that you have rather than throwing it away, even if it's something that you can do to somehow save water, somehow save energy. I mean, I'm just talking about the earth right now, but then I want you to look at yourself. So what's going on here is you have to look at your whole life. Now, this is not to help, ask you to become overwhelmed, but there are things that we can do to help Mother Earth, and then there are things that we can do to help ourselves. So we really need to look at how we have imprisoned ourselves, okay, and how the way that we've imprisoned ourselves have to do with the patterns of our subconscious. And as you know, the patterns that of our subconscious are the underlying beliefs that basically drive most of our behaviors. I mean, these core beliefs are responsible for our attitudes and our emotions, and some of them are good for us and some of them aren't. But when we self-sabotage and we become aware of this imprisonment, the self-imprisonment, we need to really notice the pattern of that and become so conscious that we actually make choices not to move into that energy. So just be aware. And again, this is it's really like a cleansing. It's a cleansing of becoming aware of where we operate with, let's say, negative self-talk or doubt of our abilities. We need to really be aware of that. And if you can, write down when you become aware of that negativity, just so that you can to document it, if for no other reason, but to move into a knowing of how it isn't. So what that means is that if you are, have one belief about how it is in this moment, and that doesn't line up with your assumption, if you will, of how it should be, those two things are creating a discrepancy. So, for example, let's say you're successful at something, and all your life you've thought to yourself that you haven't been successful. Well, it would be very important for you to begin to write down all your successes so that you can see where, not only where you're successful, but also when you have these negative thoughts of self-sabotage or moving into patterns, let's say, that don't serve you, that you have a basis, okay, for the quote-unquote discrepancy. So if I've been successful in one way, see where it's written down, and now I have this pattern here, what's driving the need to be unsuccessful? So that you have, the whole idea is creating two areas that you can see that there's a discrepancy so that you can begin to make choices. And for those of you who would like to have more clarity on that, of how you're operating like that, you can either call me tonight, and you can call me at this wonderful 800 number that's toll-free. And that's 888-815-9756. Or you can call me privately after the show at 216-691-1233, and you can schedule your own consultation. And again, remember, I do consultations that go either a half an hour, or an hour and a half. So there are some studies done, just going to get back to this for a moment, that state that until children reach the age of about 7 or 8, they are actually like hypnotized in a way of their thinking. So what happens is the defensive field to ward off misguided influences is not yet in place. So this protection, it's known as the critical factor, is built along with the conscious mind and is fully functional around the age of 7. So what happens before that age is that the actual child has no defense. So what this also means is the early part of a child's life is known as the imprint phase. And it's the imprint phase of personality. And it's the imprint phase of the personality development. And this is when the patterns are manufactured. So whatever a child hears or sees or experiences is considered 100% valid and true. Well, of course it has to be, because the sources are often the authority figures or the adults. So many times when we talk about the inner child, we really need to look at what was really going on, okay, during those times where you didn't have that that shield up, where you didn't have that protection, or, you know, so before the age of 7 or 8. And how do those experiences impact your life now? And then later on, even after 7 or 8, what were you operating under? What were you told that you are still believing today? There is a client that is still operating under, and this is not a criticism of the client, by the way, it's a notice, is still operating under a wounding that happened when she was 6 months old. And that wounding is that her mom and her dad went on an extended trip and left her for 10 days with, I think, a family member. But for whatever reason, this child at the time, she's an adult now, was so connected to her mother that when they left for 10 days, she felt such an abandonment that she's still dealing with that abandonment to this day. Now, again, this is not a criticism, but there comes a point where we have to look at how are we allowing our beliefs of what happened to impact our life today, and using that wounding as a way of holding ourselves back. What needs to happen in a situation like that is that adult needs to go in and really nurture that 6-month-old and let her know how much she's loved and that she's not emotionally abandoned and that everything's okay. I mean, I don't mean to make light of it. It can be quite an in-depth process. But what's important for you is to look at what old beliefs did you gather as a child that you're still operating under as truth today. It's a very important piece for you to look at. There's so much that happens that we can't even verbalize, obviously, because we don't have the ability to verbalize it from, you know, the time we're born until, let's say, 3 years old, 4 years old. And even then, you can only verbalize so much. But the reality is it doesn't mean that the child is not aware. And it doesn't mean that the child is not totally gathering all the information. So we have to look at our children like sponges, because these little kids are running around and they're absorbing not only our words, our energies, but also our lives. They're absorbing our lack of truth and integrity with ourselves. And they're observing it, they're looking at it, and it's almost like they're tucking it away for another time. So what's the recommendation here is that you, as now that you are an adult, take a look at what underlying beliefs did you receive or did you gather when you were a child that you are operating under that no longer serve you. And again, sometimes that's hard to do by yourself, but you can do it by observing where your patterns are that don't serve you. So take a look at the identity that you have created based on your own belief system or core values or core beliefs, if you will. So, for example, if you're always late, that's an identity that you built in, and somewhere within that piece of you, you found a charge of getting, there's something that you're getting out of being late all the time that is stemming from a core belief that you got from somewhere. Or let's say you take success only to a certain point. So that you're successful, and all of a sudden you get right to the point of either breaking through or moving into a space of true success, just ready to really launch, and something happens to sabotage you. Now, it could be a self-sabotage, or it could be something that looks like it's out of your control, but notice if that's happening to you. And what the record keepers are saying is it's those things that you're going to really want to clear out, or at least become aware of, and neutralize, transmute, make peace with, so that they don't create the bumps in your road. And that's why a person has a consultation. That's why someone would have a consultation to help them understand what core beliefs they're operating under, because sometimes we're so close to it that we can't see it. It's like looking at, you know, the palm of your hand in the dark. You can't see it. No matter how close you put it to your eyes, if it's dark, you can't see. So I'd like you just to think about that for a little bit. You know, we're almost halfway through this show right now, and I'd love to get some comments. So if you're out there and you've liked what the record keepers have said so far and would like to comment on it, or you have a question about something totally different, that's okay. This is your show. You can call in at 888-815-9756. Again, this show is as rich as your questions. The record keepers will come forward with a message, if you will. It's basically what we were talking about earlier. It's like a message. But this program is not only to give you messages, it's also to help you think, help you become more aware, help you become more present, if you will, present to your world in this very moment. And in that present moment, it's very important to really assess also the amount of gratitude that you have. Okay? What's the gratitude piece here? How are you using gratitude in your life? Huh. This is very, we just got a question here. So the question is that a person, I don't have this person's name, so I'm going to have to answer this very generally. She experienced sexual abuse from a babysitter when she was a young child. And so the question is this kind of trauma more difficult to nurture versus the story of mom leaving a child for a trip? Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing easy when you're talking about childhood trauma. The problem, and I don't have all the information about this particular situation, but what the record keepers are saying, in this particular situation, when a child has been sexually abused by a babysitter, there are multiple areas of betrayal, fear, uncertainty, and anger going on for more than just the babysitter. So the issues that the child needs to go through, an inner child, if you will, this is something that would be important for a person to go and really get therapy from so that they can really sort this out, because there's also a lot of guilt here. And the guilt is, I need to tell somebody, but I don't know how, I can't tell somebody because I'm afraid of getting somebody in trouble. In many cases, there's also a point where the child that was, there's a very thin line when anyone is sexually abused, because of the way the body mechanism is, there is a pleasure point that makes the individual actually, there's a pleasure point that the person who's being abused feels guilty about enjoying, but it's a natural mechanism. And so there's guilt about feeling somewhat pleasure as well as feeling helpless. So there's such a variety of different levels of violation, if you will, as well as a confusion of the little one inside, that this causes people to stop themselves from success. It causes people not to trust other people. It causes people to feel unworthy. It causes for so many different things. So that this type of situation would be best helped with a therapist. And if, in fact, a person is not able to afford a therapist, what they need is to be able to become their own therapist by journaling all those feelings to get them out of their system, because now they're an adult. And they need to be able to really communicate with that child within. There's a book, in fact, we have to have her on the show again, by a wonderful author. Her name is Catherine Taylor. And years ago, she wrote this book called The Inner Child Workbook. And Catherine is, she lives in Minneapolis, actually, and she does really wonderful work. And she helps the person understand what those different parts are that need to be nurtured. Now, she's not a quote-unquote psychotherapist. That's not, you know, she's more of a coach, but she has a lot of background in parts therapy and inner child work. And this, the book that she wrote, The Inner Child Workbook, and again, Catherine Taylor, C-A-T-H-R-Y-N-T-A-Y-L-O-R, is a landmark book. It was written right around the time when Bradshaw's work was coming out, John Bradshaw's work. But this actual workbook is great because it has journaling exercises in it that you can actually help yourself through. Also, if you would like Catherine's telephone number, I don't want to put her number out on the air without her permission, but if you would like to understand how to contact her, all you have to do is call me. You can call me at 216-691-1233 off the air, and I'd be happy to share her contact information with you. But again, we'll have her on the show to find out what she's doing in the next few weeks. I'll have to give her a call. But there are ways that you can work this through. There are also ways, again, that we can move through this information from a point of view from the Akasha. So what would happen is that you would have a consultation with me, and then you would find the underlying beliefs and get in touch with that inner child, and then you would either work with me from a coaching point of view, or you possibly could work with Catherine, or you could go to your own therapist and help yourself move into a way of neutralizing that. I am not a therapist. I'm not, you know, I don't want to put myself out as a therapist. I'm a life coach, and that's what I do. But I do my life coaching through the Akashic Records. So what's interesting about this particular question is that this not only can affect your business as your personal business, but if you own a business, okay, this can actually affect the type of employees that you attract. And it can really also affect how your career business works. So this is, again, just from that small question, there's a lot of information the record keepers are giving, but it's very important that you understand that there is there's so many different levels that the true neutralization of something like this needs more than just a comment, if you will, that we're doing on the program without really talking to the person or knowing their legal name or whatever. But if you're going to email a question, please do. That question came in via email, by the way. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And what's important also, just as a comment, if this is at all of interest to you, we are having a Akashic Records Level 1 workshop here in Cleveland, and it's on Saturday and Sunday, the 2nd and 3rd of May, and it's from 1 to 6. And by the way, the tuition for that also includes a one-hour telephone consultation with me. So, again, if that's of interest to you, give me a call. I can certainly give you some more information. So, but thank you for that question. I do appreciate that, and I think that it's important. Again, the more questions you folks have, the better this program's going to be. Absolutely, absolutely. So, okay. So where are we today? So what is happening in your life? What is happening in your life? The other question, the other comment I would like to make is that one of the ways that you really want to be able to move into living on purpose is to really, we're going to shift gears here for a moment and talk about living on purpose, because everybody wants to know how they can live on purpose. You really want to be able to look at that your purpose comes from what you feel passionate about. Now, you've heard me say it before, and the way you can make your dreams come true is to really start documenting that which you feel is close to your heart. You know, this is a perfect time, you know, that we have, everything is an upheaval. Many people have lost their jobs. I mean, unemployment is at its all-time high. So for those people who are getting unemployment or have gotten a severance package because they've been laid off, I want you to just consider not looking at that as a as anything but a wonderful gift. You've been given the gift of time. You've been given the gift of light. You've been given the gift of opportunity. And so that's what you want to do. You want to really look at what opportunities can I now fulfill that I couldn't do because I was locked in before. What is it? What can you do now that you couldn't do before because you didn't have the time? And so it's about really assessing that information. Okay? What can you do? What can you do now that you haven't been able to do before? So look at it as a gift. Look at it as a way of moving into your power, your ability, okay, your time. They're talking to me about the Summer of George. For those people who ever watched Seinfeld, this can be the summer of you. The summer of you. I mean, we are now in a beautiful spring. And for those people who are, you need to move out of fear and move into gratitude, especially those people who have been giving some kind of severance package, you cannot look at this as rejection. You cannot look at this as a way of feeling guilty or as a way of feeling less than. That's not going to serve you. What is going to help you and serve you is to look at this time as a gift. And whatever dollar problems you have, money-wise, all right, I know it's easy for you to say, Donna, but I'm telling you, it's only money. And, you know, if you have to learn to live more simply, that can be a gift as well. So it's really about gathering the gifts moving deeper into your own joy and taking the time that you need to go to the beach, to sit in the park, to write that book, to journal that story, to take that class that will allow you to go deeper into your own guidance, like the Akashic Records for that matter. This is the time for you to re-look at what gifts have you been given, what gifts have you overlooked, and how can you sit in that gratitude and allow this time to really expand who you are, better yet, expand your knowing of who you are. So now we have about 15 minutes left of the show. So if you've been sitting there wanting to call and not sure if you should, don't wait. Because all of a sudden, if the show is going to be over, and you're going to sit there and say, oh, I should have called. I had this question. I wanted to talk to her. Well, here I am. I'm listening. I'm ready to answer your questions. And I'd love to connect with you. Voice to voice. So I will give you that number again. It's 888, and this is worldwide, toll free, 888-815-9756. By the way, for those people who are planning on traveling for the summer, I would like to give you a travel website that will really do you a lot of good. This travel website is called LifePath, L-I-F-E, P-A-T-H, LifePath Travel, and it's lifepathtravel.com. And what's great about this site is that you can actually go up there and you can do everything from buying, you can buy tickets, you can buy tickets to events, you can buy flowers. In fact, Mother's Day is coming up. If you want to buy some great flowers, you can go up there and buy some wonderful flowers. If you're going to get married soon and you want people to give you gifts, but you want something unusual for that, you can actually get yourself a honeymoon boutique, a honeymoon. People can donate to your honeymoon, so it's a way of doing that. You can get offbeat travel retreats, you can do family vacations, you can get hotels.com. I mean, you can find last-minute deals, you can go on a cruise, you can do so many things. All sorts of wonderful things. You can, like I said, buy flowers, food, gifts. All you have to do is, once you get up at that site, is click on extras, and you can just click on, you can buy clothes, you can buy home decor, financial services, financial deals at restaurants. I mean, there's coupons for 50% off your next meal. You can buy travel insurance, everything. So I encourage you to take a look at the site. It's called LifePath, L-I-F as in Frank, E, Path, P-A-T-H, travel.com. And you can certainly move into a wonderful way of celebrating. So, you can also sign up for a newsletter that will give you deals and steals for last-minute travel. And that would be, it will come to your email box every week. Okay. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi there.
Who is this?
Tanya.
Is it Tanya?
Yeah.
Hi, Tanya. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, have you called before?
I have.
Okay, well, welcome back.
Hi there.
Hi there. How can we help you?
I was wondering if you can help me with my past life in Egypt and how it will help me in my life today.
Okay, so what do you know about your past life that you'd like to ask specifically about?
The only thing I know is something that somehow it connects with writing today.
Okay. And so you're talking about why you're blocked with writing today?
No, I was just told that if I connected with my past life in Egypt, it will, like, I guess just help me make sense and or help me with my writing today.
Do you believe that's true?
Yeah.
Okay, so what part do you want help
with? Well, not necessarily that I believe it's true that it's going to, whether it makes a difference in my writing, that's just what I've been told.
But the reason that the Reiki keepers are asking you that is because if you're invested in the truth of that, then it will be so.
Okay.
What that means is that you, that connecting with that past life in, from Egypt may or may not help you. It has more to do with how much you believe what somebody else told you, or how much what's really going on about your writing is coming from your own sense of being unsure. What do you think?
I'm not sure I'm understanding that.
What part of your writing are you having problems with?
Well, I'm not having problems with my writing.
So what's the reason for the question?
Well, the reason was the question. I was just wondering how my, whatever, how I have a connection with writing in my past life in Egypt.
Oh, I thought you were trying to solve a problem.
No. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. So, but you said it would help you with your writing.
Well, maybe I just worded the question wrong.
Yeah, so the question needs to be, okay, so you want to understand the relationship between your writing and in Egypt and now. Is that
right?
Sure,
right.
Without any problem.
Right.
So are you publishing your book? Are you not sure, or what's going on?
Well, once I finish writing it, yeah.
But, I mean, you're writing this, you're doing it daily, you're feeling blocked, you're okay.
Right.
Okay, cool. All right. So, let me just get this. Well, the picture they're showing me is that you had a variety of different lifetimes in Egypt. In that, at one lifetime, you were like a queen, if you will, where you were dictating and the scribe. And then there was another time where you were the scribe. And the scribe itself that was writing down the information from a king at this point,
okay,
really felt that there was more information the king could share that would be more beneficial to his subjects.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's another piece of when you were a priest and you were prevented from writing down the secrets that you wanted to share with others.
That totally, totally makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does it make sense?
Well, because the kind of stuff I'll be writing about is there. I don't know. There's really much out there, and I'm about exposing truths, basically.
Okay. So that's what you want to do is expose the truth of the way things are.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
Yeah, and it was a bit. Scary because there's a lot going on in my life and a lot of transformations, and it's so different from what people believe to be the norm, but it's just like it's time for people to realize what's really going on out there.
In what area?
Well,
what area do you want to choose as a teacher?
Well, in life in general, and also, like consciousness and awareness, being awake versus being asleep, and also the government and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, that's good. In other words, the interesting thing about what we were talking about earlier is that there's many people who talk about ascension.
Yeah.
And yet the assume the ascension can be done without them doing any internal work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not so. A person has to do internal work in order to ascend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and ascending is not about being better than, it's about shifting your vibration.
Right.
It's not about ascending to a different level so much as it is expanding your consciousness and refining your vibration.
Right.
Yeah. Is that helpful?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Is there anything else you'd like to know?
I'm not sure. Well, I do have another question, I guess.
Okay.
And it was something I believe that you had told me as well. It's not the first time that I had heard it. This is on a previous call about how it's as though I was like a time capsule that just awakened, like, instantaneously, sort
right.
of. What exactly does that, like, mean? Like, I don't really know of any others or, like, there's a lot of people that I've spoken to that they just don't even understand a lot of intuitive and channelers of how that comes about or how it's, like, even possible.
There's a lot of people you talk to that understand how it's possible?
Well, they just, you know, they've never seen it happen like that. Like, it was it happened, in my case, really dramatically.
And so, what specifically, honey, do you want to know? The more specific the question, the better the answer. Look, think about the Akashic Records like a big Google.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, take Google in the skies. God. So the more you can drill down.
yeah.
Into the question, the better we can go here.
Okay. Why was it so important that I have this like activation happen? Whether like no matter what.
Okay. I'm laughing because they're saying they're showing me this huge alarm clock, okay? And the question they have for you is, so why is it important that you get up on time for work?
Well, what's my work? I guess that's what I'm, you know, I guess what I'm really wanting to know, like, I'm a bit confused that, you know, maybe exactly, you know, what is that?
Well, okay, so with the first step is allowing yourself to be an open vessel for information to flow freely.
Okay.
So, again, If you're writing, continue writing. If you're not writing, get a move on.
Right.
The idea here is that it's not about whether the writing makes any sense to you or not. It's about getting the flow going.
Right.
It's like priming the pump.
Yeah.
You're showing me a well, you know, like a pump for a well.
Yeah.
Right? And so the idea here is that you don't put the cart before the horse. They're telling me in Akashicism that they said to me a long time ago, don't put the cart before the horse.
Right.
Get in the cart and enjoy the ride. The horse
right.
knows where it's going.
In other words, stop fretting, slow down, and just be.
Yeah. And don't worry about what the end result is. It's because the end result isn't there yet.
Yeah.
And you can't possibly understand what the end result is because if you were to be shown the end result, it may hamper the now.
Exactly.
So just be aware that it's there, that you've been awakened,
yeah.
that all will be you know, laid at your feet, all will be shown to you at the appropriate time.
Right.
But it's really more about moving into your own awareness, your own gratitude, your own personal expansion.
Right.
And the other piece, where in Canada do you live?
In British Columbia.
Well, I'm sure that's not really close to Cleveland, but I would like to tell you that if you could, you need to come to a class in Cleveland to have, you know, to do an Akashic Records workshop. It would help you greatly.
Okay.
You know, because there's writers, and what they do is they open up their own personal Akashic Records and then ask the record keepers to assist them in writing what's going to be most valuable for them or the planet.
Right, right.
And the information, and this is not about channeling. This is not channeled information.
Yeah.
Because nothing enters you.
Right.
So, but it's really an assisting you and helping bring forth the information.
And I can get that information on your website?
Well, it's very simple. You got to just call me. Because
The
website is not always up to date.
Oh, okay.
It's not up to date. You know, so the idea is, it's like, for example, I've got a workshop coming up at the end of the month.
Right.
The other thing is I go where I'm invited.
Okay.
So if you have 10 people in your area that you think would like, they would like to learn how to open their own Akashic Records, I'll come to you.
Okay.
You know, you just got to give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, and do you have my personal number?
Let me just take it just in case I can't find it. I'll write it right now.
Sure.
I've got a pen.
Okay. It's 216.
216.
691.
691.
12. 12.
33. 33.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And so all you have to do is, and again, you know, or if it's a lecture, you know, we'll work it out. The idea is, but, you know, let me know when you're available, and if I'm having a workshop then, great. If not, maybe we'll put one together. And if they happen very, very interestingly. It's like all of a sudden somebody will call and say, I want to learn about this. When can we do it? And I'll give you a date. The next thing you know, I got a bunch of other people who want to do it. So
right.
It just happens that way.
Yeah.
So
well, everything always happens for a reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just be aware that, you know, you're in flux, as they say.
Okay. Maybe I'm just getting, you know, a little bit, you know, chomping at the bit, and I need to just slow down, relax, and just
Well, maybe
be
you just want to move into your guidance and allow your guidance to just kind of tell you a little bit more about what they want from you.
Yeah.
Or what, and maybe it's not even about what they want, it's what about you want.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, like, get real clear about what is it you want to create.
Yeah.
And once you get clear and you feel in alignment with what brings you joy and what you want to create, you're
going
to be on purpose.
Okay.
You have a lot to offer.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wrap.
What'd
I just
you
have
say?
To be. I was gonna say I just gonna wrap my head around it, but no, I just have to be.
Yeah, you don't have to wrap your head up on anything.
That's the problem. What I keep on trying
to
do is wrapping my head around it, and that's where I think I'm getting blocked. I need to.
Yeah, don't try to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
Because it's never logical.
Right.
You know, again, being open and willing to receive is, and that's what you can say every day. I'm open and willing to receive all the financial abundance that I have contracted for.
Yeah.
You know, that and more.
Yeah.
I'm open to receive and whatever, in other words, like all the knowledge and the idea is. Because when you move into the surrender of service, then you're all set.
Yeah.
So the idea here is just remember that the goal is to surrender to love as the highest possibility in each situation that is presented to in your life.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much again, Donna.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay, have a great night.
Great, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that's great. I'm so glad we had a call. See, you guys, if you just call in, you're going to get lots of good information. And obviously you're listening, so you got lots of good information even when you didn't call in, but it's helpful if you do. Okay, so we are now at the end of another wonderful Akashic Wisdom Internet radio show on bbsradio.com. I want to thank all the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that everyone listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, May they look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And may you have a wonderful miracle-filled week. And tell everyone you love them, including yourself. And with that, I'm going to say, have a great week. I'll see you next week. And call me if you need in between. Love you all. This is Donna Fox saying good night.